Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, your favorite, Mr. Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And the point of my entire platform is to raise awareness for this disorder and to also, in the process of doing that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about raising your standards. Because a lot of times when you are dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person or whatever, male or female, you are lowering your standards to be with that person. What I mean by lowering your standards, not necessarily looks wise. This has very little to do with, you know, well, sometimes it has to do with physical attraction. But this has more to do with you lowering your standards for the basis of being in a relationship with somebody. So let's just say, like, you see normal relationships, you see your friends' relationships, you see your parents' relationships and things of that nature. You're like, okay, I want that type of relationship. But when you get with a narcissist, it's never going to be like their relationship. Like, you get, at first, it seems that way. At first, the love bombing or whatever, you're holding hands in public. There's a lot of, you know, public displays of affection. There's kissing, there's holding, I mean, there's hugging, there's, you know, doing all kinds of crazy stuff in public and just being there. You are the it couple sometimes. You're like, you are it. You are just like everybody. You're a couple goals. People will tell you that, like, y'all are a couple goals. We want to be like y'all and things of that nature. But when the love bombing stops and the relationship goes to its, you know, its destination, I call it the relationship destination, when it goes to the bottom of the narcissistic hill, where the narcissist is happy at and you are not, that's when you are lowering your standards, because you are fighting to get back to the normal, to get back to the beginning of the relationship. You are fighting to go back to the beginning. But in the process of you fighting, the narcissist is fighting to keep this normalcy, to keep this lower level of relationship, to lower the boundaries, to lower the standards of the relationship. And if you want to stay with this person, typically you end up lowering your standards to be with this person. And when you lower your standards, you become jealous of other people's relationships. You become jealous of other couples and things like that, that you see in public. You're out there looking at people talking and dancing and having fun and hugging and kissing and stuff like you used to. And now you don't do that anymore. The narcissist has restricted that from you. And now guess what? You are jealous. Now guess what? You don't feel the same anymore. But you don't want to lose this person because you know you've seen the potential. You know what they can do. You know what they're capable of. I see this. I hear this so much. So much. You lower your, but people lower their standards. This is male or female, y'all. This is not just me talking about women with men. This is men with women as well. And women with women and men with men. This is not any, you know, gender, sex, whatnot is not included. This is all inclusive. Trust me. You lower your standards. Like, you just are. If you want to get out of a narcissistic relationship or stay out of narcissistic relationship, you have to raise your standards and keep them there. Don't take the bar and put them on the floor. Don't take the bar. You say they're raising the bar. You're lowering the bar and setting it on the floor to stay with this person and to be perpetually unhappy. Because I see that. So, I'm telling you, I see it so much that people just give up so much of their love and happiness and just basic human needs and things like that to be in a relationship with a narcissist. I'm like, what are y'all? I mean, people look at you like that too. Like, girl, you are so unhappy. Bruh, you are so unhappy. Like, you're not even the same anymore. You don't act the same. You don't look the same. You don't even talk the same anymore. Like, what's going on? I feel like you've changed so much to be with this person. You changed so much. You lowered your standards so much to be unhappy, which doesn't make sense to people. So, if they're not well versed in the world of narcissism or dealing with a narcissist or narcissistic personality disorder, for that means, then you don't even have anybody to talk to about it. You know, so now you by yourself. Now you're internalizing all this stress, grief, and drama and things of that nature. Now you're dealing with all this stuff on the inside and things, and, you know, all the other stuff. You have to internalize it, but you don't want to leave this person because guess what? You know what they're capable of. You don't want to see anybody else get with it. You don't want to see them with anybody else. or you're codependent and you need that, you need what the little bit that they give you, you are accepting of that. I've seen people, I do these one-on-ones when I'm talking to people, and one of the main complaints of people is that they don't feel like they are being, you know, they are being heard. They feel like their voices are being like stifled. Their opinions don't matter and things like that. And it's like, how do I get that back? I'm like, you don't get that back with a narcissist. You just don't. That's one of the things that you don't get back with a narcissist, because a narcissist takes it away from you. The narcissist is typically in control of the relationship, maybe not financially, but they are in control of the relationship. You mean, because some narcissists, I think everybody think narcissists are successful people, but some narcissists you get are bums. They be the bum, the super bum ass dependent narcissists. They are taking advantage of men and women to get them to pay for things like that, to get them to take care of them. You know, those be the bum narcissists. And like, you know, and you're lowering your standards to be with this person. Like, you get to the point where you're taking care of somebody so much, you're not even in a relationship with them anymore, like an intimate relationship. You become a parent. You're now their parent. You know what I mean? You're parenting your boyfriend or parenting your girlfriend or your husband or your wife. You become their parent because you've lowered your standards so much. You know, as Tony Robbins says all the time, he said people in life get their must, M-U-S-T-S, their must. The things that they must have, they get out of life. And the things you should have, you don't get. So if you're talking to, if you're in a relationship with a narcissist and you feel like you should be respected, you won't get respected. If you feel like you should get love, attention, and affection, you won't get that. But if you must have it, if you set your boundaries and they become must, M-U-S-T-S, if they become must, then you get that because you draw your boundaries are so strong and that must, because you must have it, you drive people away. You drive toxic people away when you raise your standards. I know in the beginning, they meet those standards. Of course they are. If I say it takes time, slow down. You should not be living together with somebody in a week and a half or 2 weeks. Y'all should not, you know, you can spend a night. I don't care. You can be sexually active. I don't care about that. I'm talking about living together. Well, y'all are like, you know, you literally are living together within a month, 2 months, 3 months. That's too quick. You don't know these people. Like, what are you doing? Especially if y'all have kids. You have strange men and women living with you. Don't even really know them. You haven't even did a background check. You haven't even Googled their name or looked them up on Facebook or nothing. You just add them on Snapchat or found them on Tinder and got your cheeks clapped, or you clapped their cheeks or something like that. And then now you're happy. Now you feel like their cheek clapping was good, so I can live with you. No. Raise the bar. Raise your standards. Go get your must, not your shoulds. Go get your must. Have a list of things that you must have out of a relationship. The things that you must get out of a relationship. Must. Not things that you should have. Must. I must get love, attention, affection, intimacy, and my voice must be heard. My opinion must matter. Because if you replace that must with should, then you won't get any of that. Because shoulds, you don't go hard for. Must, things that you must have, you go hard for. You fight for. You stand on. You stand behind. You stand behind the things that you must have, but you tend to relinquish the things that you should have. Should and must. I should have a good job, but I must have a good job. You see how that is right there? It's as simple as raising your standards and not allowing anybody to, not lowering your standards for anybody. Now, I'm not talking about like, yeah, you know what your standards are. You know, be realistic with your standards as well, because, you know, be realistic with your standards. That's what I think that's what how people get tied up in the world of Mr. Kevin Samuels. We keep people have these unrealistic expectations of relationships and things like that, or what they're going to get out of a relationship. And people have realistic things, have realistic standards, and don't lower those realistic standards for anybody, because you are in control. You have the power. This is your relationship as well. So if you're not getting, you know, equality from a relationship, then what is the point of being in said relationship? I feel like that's pointless. That's pointless, because you go into a relationship, you wake up every day hating your relationship. For what? To be with a person that is not meeting your normal average level of standard? For what? Because you don't want to see it with somebody else? Huh? You don't think you can find anybody else to treat you terribly? Like, you're getting treated badly, so you don't think you can find anybody out there to treat you terribly? You know what I mean? It's not funny, but like, that's how people think. They're like, I know I'm getting treated bad, but like, it could be worse. And when people say that, I'm just like, damn, you cooked. The way you think is cooked. You have cooked thinking. You know what I mean? Go and you, like I said, raise your standards. Keep the bar high. Stop lowering the bar. and whatnot, y'all. I'm doing one-on-ones right now. I have a break. I like decided to go ahead and shoot this YouTube and podcast right now. So anyways, y'all, thank you all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. If you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify, go ahead and hit that 5 stars for me. Give me a good rating, good review, please. I'm so thankful for y'all. You're listening, watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe to the channel. We're growing 52,000 and counting. I'm so thankful for every single one of y'all. Get you next time. Mental Illness is out. Peace.